It is 12, almost 13 minutes after 7 a.m. Happy Thursday to you. And we're a week off, but sometimes we have to make adjustments. And I have Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner with me this morning. Good morning, Chief.
Morning.
And how are things? How is the status of the Big Emberg?
Going good. Status quo, rolling along. Waiting, I guess. This time of year, you're waiting to see what's going to come down construction-wise.
Weather
changes every day. We had snow last week and got rain today, which I hope does not start our normal trend of when I show up as rain.
For those just like coming in, we're probably at about a 75%.
Yeah, I would guess.
Ratio, like when Chief is here, it's raining.
Yeah. But the good news is it's only supposed to stick around today, move on. And
you don't have to shovel rain.
Yeah, and we get a little cold snap over the weekend, and then it goes away. And I thought I had seen almost a 70 next week, so that might be kind of nice.
our poor inner thermostats, though. We were having this discussion when he got here before the news that it's so hard to just know. Like, should we be warm? Should we be cold? Our sinuses are losing their minds.
Yeah, it's a rough time of year because it changes. You still try to dress in case you have to be outside.
Layer.
Weather. And then you add on, like a day like today when it's rainy, you put a raincoat on if we have to deal with anything, and then that boosts up your internal temperature. I'm a person that always runs hot anyway, so it doesn't take much of a misadjustment.
Easy for you to say today. I've been struggling too. Not to worry.
A few ticks of the temperature, and I go from I'm comfortable to I'm roasting. Not very often will you hear me say I'm freezing. Normally it's uncomfortable or I'm roasting. So,
but speaking of the rain, it's important to, everybody thinks, oh, with the snow, you got to slow down, you got to watch, but rain can be just as dangerous for drivers as snow is.
Yeah. If you're getting a lot of it, a lot of times if you go a long period without, the roadways being wet, that first few minutes whenever the rain comes down makes things slick. So, obviously you can stop better on dry pavement than you can on wet pavement. So even without the ice of a wintertime, the snow and the slush and everything, rain can be an issue too. If there's mud or any kind of debris on the road, that makes it slip even more. So you still have to pay attention. Obviously, if it's raining steadily or really hard, your visibility disappears. A morning like this morning where it's probably going to get foggy on us at some point, either that or this evening, you always have to pay attention with that too.
Lights on, yes. Even in the daylight.
Yep, lights on, headlights, when your wipers are on. And watch out for critters. I've seen quite a few deer the last few days.
I see them in town a lot, too. Okay. So, like, when he said watch for critters, we're not just talking, like, out on the township and the county roads, y'all. Yeah. I have seen them in town.
Yeah, I think in the last week or two, we probably had two or three deer crashes in town. We usually end up with a handful throughout the year. I know a couple weeks ago when I was coming in for a council meeting, there was a big buck standing right by where John's Auto is. He was on the east side of the roadway, so coming down the hill, and I was like, oh, man, don't run out in front of anybody. I slowed down, hit my horn, and he scurried off back up the hill. It's one of those things, and this time of year, maybe it's because I'm getting old, too, but the contrast of the deer and the background definitely, I mean.
Oh, no, it's not just you. I'm seeing it, too.
Deer are camouflaged with the background, but, one good thing about when you have snow is, a brown deer kind of stands out in white snow. A brown deer does not stand out very good on
brown grass.
Roadside. So you definitely have to pay attention because I think they lose their minds sometimes when they get by the road. They don't know what to do.
Like, oh, my gosh, big wheel things. What is this?
And the other thing a lot of people have been talking about is it's skunk mating season.
Tis. And, so many.
And I don't know about anybody else, but in the last 2 weeks, the number of skunks that I've seen my drive to and from work and wherever I've been going that have not made it across the roadway has been multiplied.
Giant, very large.
You know, it's one of those things, and you may not get damage from hitting a skunk, but man, it's going to stick with you for a while.
I can attest.
and it, you know, I imagine there's some people that maybe enjoy that. I don't enjoy that smell.
No.
And it stays with you. So you could hit the skunk and 20 miles later get out and you're still smelling, you know, the skunk and it's emanating. So, you know, it's and it's spring, so all the little critters are going to start moving around.
I was reading about the coyotes. They have their pups in April, so they're out and about also. Yep. And you can get them in town as well.
Yeah, I've never heard of us having any in town.
In my town, we've had them on the skirts.
But I'm not going to say that it doesn't happen. You know, they're pretty resilient, and they kind of might go wherever they can go. Free meal's a free meal.
I can relate to that. You
know, yeah. And if, you know, the little critters in town, things like that, I would definitely say on the outskirts of town, we would have them. I know I hear them sometimes out at my house, and I live about 5 or 6 miles outside of town. So it's not for me to say that I would be totally shocked to know that they were around town. But we've not, that I can think of, had any reports or anything like that. So, but, you know, with the coyotes, it's something. During the mating season and stuff, they always talk about watch your dogs, because coyotes will play games with them, and then you end up with, you know, the bigger cities, you hear about it, somebody's dog gets snatched by a coyote and gets in a fight with them and stuff. So luckily we haven't had to deal with that, so.
Which is definitely good. But yeah, I've seen, we had a skunk running up our, I was like running alongside, I'm like, please don't hit my car. And I saw deer on Port Washington heading to, yep, to Glen Drive the one
they
day.
They used to, before they started building where the health department's going to be at, in the middle of the night, you would go through and there would be, you know, 10 or 15 grazing in the grass or laying in the grass all along up there.
Same day, saw them up there and between Roadies and Majora Lane.
Yeah, when I first started, Glen Drive was not completed all the way to Port Washington Road. And so it was just kind of a turnaround and we go up there and part of the golf course was over there. The library was up there, Roadies. And you would go up through there and there would just be deer everywhere. And I truly believe, and a lot of people say it, that deer figure out where they're relatively safe, especially like during the hunting season. You know, if they're hanging out in places and they're not getting shot, and if they go somewhere else and they're getting, you know, people around, things like that.
Like, hey.
But yeah, it's, you know, we've had deer crashes on Worcester Road, deer crashes on South Clay Street near the park, East Jackson Street. So, you know, they're all around. They come in through town and you just kind of have to watch for them, whether you're in town or not.
So the main key takeaway here is to pay attention.
Yep.
We're going to take a little break. We've got the hometown calendar and the birthdays coming up, and we'll have more with Chief Matt Shaner from the Millersburg Police Department after this on WKLM. It is 37 minutes after 7 a.m. on the dot. That's one of my things. Like, if I can hit it right on the dot, I like will hold for those 2 seconds. So I hit it right on the dot. It's just a thing. It's a moment of enjoyment for me each morning that I can do that. I've had as many as 3 times in a morning before hit right on the dot like that.
Got to take what you can get.
You know what? I always talk about, it's the little things that bring joy and make happiness, and taking advantage of those. And speaking about having fun and enjoyment and happiness, like how I'm working that there.
Yep.
This weekend, you will see an increase in a number of folks in the Millersburg Village.
Yeah, it's the girls' night out. you know, we were just talking, at least the weather, it's going to be cool, cold. But, you know, there's been some winters where it's been icy and snowy and rainy. And it actually looks like it might be okay this weekend. So, but yeah, there's definitely, you know, the activities when they're going on downtown definitely bring the people into town, or at least out and about around town at night whenever you don't expect it. You know, there's a lot of days you go down through town at night and it's kind of like they rolled up the sidewalks and there's nobody there. You might see a person here or there.
You can get through traffic lights easy. Yep. And you can find parking places.
Yeah, so, you know, and normally this event brings quite a few people out for the evening. So
I got cabin fever. They're
going
to
be, yeah, they're going to be out on foot, you know, out driving around and stuff. And you know, for the people that are participating in it, you know, be smart, be safe. If you enjoy adult beverages, then get a ride. Shuttle services, get a friend, designated driver, you know, do different things. Make it safe. Don't make a good night of fun end up being a bad evening. You know, whether it's, you know, you get an OVI and that's a problem, or, you know, worst case scenario, you get in a crash and somebody gets injured. It's not worth it. So, you know, there's plenty of resources around, plenty of people that would give you a ride. You know, get a hotel room, do something. Make sure you can enjoy the evening to your fullest.
Get that cabin fever out, but yeah, safely.
Yep. And, you know, be careful on the streets. You know, at nighttime, obviously, contrast, we were talking, things aren't always, you know, easy to see. And, you know, I'm obviously not saying you should be walking around wearing reflective clothing for the girls' night out, although that would be kind of interesting.
I was just going to say, that could be really fun. We were, like, on the same page on that one there. I'm like, I want to see everybody out walking around in reflective gear.
But,
like,
but you know, it's just one of those things. You got to watch traffic. You know, driving a car, you're watching a million things. When you're walking along the street, going across the street, you need to be watching a million things, too. So, you know, use the crosswalks, use the signs, and pay attention. Your safety is your utmost responsibility. You know, yeah, it's everybody's responsibility safety-wise, but you definitely got to look out for yourself, because not everybody else is doing that for everybody.
You got to watch out for number one.
Yeah, yep. So, and you want to have a good time. You don't go there to have a bad evening. So go and enjoy the evening, have fun.
Walk around the burg.
And enjoy it. So make sure you get to and from safely.
But know for folks who are maybe not participating, but maybe drive through, you're going to see a lot more people walking. You're going to than normal, because they're all going to be here enjoying Millersburg and what there is to offer. That seems like they've got quite a bit planned for the event. So We want everybody to have fun and do it safely.
And it always seems like doesn't matter what the weather's like. There's usually a pretty good amount of people downtown. And obviously, if it's going to be not precipitating or wet, or even though it's going to be cold, my guess is people will still be flocking to the downtown area and mingling around.
Looking at the Ion weather forecast, we're looking like no precipitation at this point for Saturday. Just little on the cooler side, which if you're walking around and going in and, you know, checking bands at, you know, the evening time, it's going to be a little on the warmer side. Yeah. You'll need that to cool off.
Yeah, it'll be, you know, some of the places will get quite a few people in them, and then that obviously raises the temperature up. Yeah. You know, so it might be refreshing for some people. They might enjoy it, you know, getting out into the cool air and things like that. So just be careful, be responsible.
And make good decisions.
Yes, very much so.
So what else we got going on in the burg?
I don't know.
We are heading into springtime. And, you know, talking about Girls Night Out, we're getting back into tourist season again.
Right.
And it's going to be a fun year throughout the county this year.
Yes, very much so.
We're going to take a little break. We've got Hometown Sports coming up, and it's all here on your Hometown Radio, 95.3 WKLM. We've got a few minutes here before hometown sports, and one of the things that you had shared with council at their last meeting was you finally got your new police cruiser in. It's always good to see those come in so people see the adequate number of police vehicles in Millersburg again.
Yeah, so for a while, we had one crashed, and it went to get repaired, and of course that took forever, felt like forever. When you only have four, we have four marked cars, I have one of those, so the other three are used on shifts. And when you're down one, that's kind of it's quarter of the fleet. We only have a small fleet, but that's 25%. That's kind of a big number whenever you're looking at things. And it seems like with us, if we have one down, another one's going to go down with something. There's always, mechanical issues. There's a lot of things, setting in town, doing the running that they do. The city miles, you always hear it. City miles are harder than highway miles.
Stop, go.
And that's pretty much all we get, is the city miles. So I had ordered a car last year, and Ford being the problems they were having, they canceled everybody's orders. If you hadn't already got it in progress, it was canceled. So the one dealership that I've been dealing with, they had one that another agency had canceled on, so they had it sitting there. So I ended up getting it in August. And the process of, because when I get the car, it's just the car, and then I order all the equipment and have that put in. Because I got the car kind of quicker than what I would have normally my order would have went through, that threw off the whole mix of getting the equipment that goes into the car. So by about 6-8 weeks, so about 2 months, kind of messed things up. So I got the car in August, got the equipment in I think October, November. Well, the company that does the install was behind the 8-ball too. Because when Ford released vehicles, they kind of flooded everybody with it. So everybody couldn't keep up with the onslaught of the new vehicles. So we ended up getting, I had the equipment sitting in the garage, had the new cruiser sitting out there, and it wasn't being used. So we had, mechanical issues, and it's like, man, I really wish I could be using my new car. So I finally had a date where they were going to do the install, and it ended up the Holmes County Sheriff's Office uses the same company, and they needed some work done on their cars, and we happen to have a heated garage. So by virtue of them and the upfitters needing a place to work during the cold weather, my car ended up getting done about a month earlier.
He said, so, let's make a deal.
Yeah. And then of course I don't put the graphics on until they're done doing the installs. So I had a delay in getting that done too. Got everything going. I'm good to go. I got the new car now. And we'll have to wait and see what it's like trying to order another one in the next year. But so as of right now, we have all of our cars appear to be mechanically sound. But it is hard on them. It's another issue is it's not the same person using the car every day. So things that you don't think about, adjusting the seats, adjusting the mirrors, things like that, that stuff gets moved, almost regularly. We have one car that gets used 20 hours out of the day. It gets a 4-hour break. The other cars, are different hours, 10 to 15 hours. 10-hour shifts is what they work, so 10 hours a day. But we do have one car that's 20 hours, and that's definitely hard on a vehicle. And then you add in the constant changing the seats, the mirrors. People's way of driving, the road conditions, the temperatures. It's hard on cruisers. My car is my car. It's part of the fleet. But being the chief, I get my dedicated car. And normally, if my car is needed to be used in the regular rotation, then I will take our unmarked detective car. So we always have a backup, but it's nice, you know,
back being back to normal.
Yeah, having everything up and everything seems to be running decent. You know, last couple of weeks it seems like our batteries have decided that they don't want to stand up with everything. So, you know, it's no different than owning a car at home. It's always seems to be something.
All right, with that, it's good to hear your fleet is back, and we're going to take a moment now for hometown sports. Just a quick wrap up here. The main point of this morning, I have Millersburg Police Chief Matt Shaner. I always forget, like, I'm sitting here looking at you, so I know who I'm talking to, and I forget nobody else can see that you're here. So, Chief Shaner from Millersburg PD, our big, if you look at everything we talked about, the big thing is paying attention.
Yeah, safety.
Super important.
Safety, paying attention is probably the number one rule. You know, paying attention, keep yourself safe. With the uptick in the weather that's coming, there's going to be more people outside, more kids. Got to be aware. Got to pay attention. Parks, schools, neighborhoods, you know, everywhere. They're going to be, you know, I'm sure if next week we end up with nice weather and it does hit close to 70, I'm sure the trail will be...
packed
with people. You know, and be careful. Even down there, you got to pay attention. People walking, riding, you know, on horses, horse and buggy, horseback,
bicycles, scooters. Yeah,
there's all kinds of different traffic going, all kinds of different modes and different speeds. You know, so
be courteous.
Courteous, kind,
safe.
Pay attention. Don't make a good experience, a bad one. That's the biggest thing, is if you're safe, you know, that keeps from happening, having a good time turning bad.
So we just want everybody who's here in Millersburg and comes to Millersburg to have a good, safe experience.
Yes.
That's a nice tie-up. Little bow. Boom. With that, we're going to take a quick moment, and we'll be back with your hometown news on WKLM.